Hello, welcome to Eternal Good News. This is Germaine. Romans, Babylonians, Gypsies, Mongols, Africans, Australian Aborigines, Hindus, Polynesians, and American Indians have something very interesting in common. Similar traditions of a worldwide flood. Dr. Richard André found and recorded 88 flood traditions. These must have had their common origin in a historical event, the worldwide flood. The historical evidences show that there was a great worldwide flood. Are you willing to accept the historical evidences? Let us look at other evidences of the worldwide flood. Let us look first of all at inland seas as an evidence of the worldwide flood. The Sahara Desert is increasing in size. Stream channels are left in the Sahara that at one time carried great quantities of water. When Marco Polo went through Central Asia, he noted lakes which are now dried up. Each year, the Caspian Sea is shrinking in size. This was even before irrigation. The Caspian Sea was shrinking in size. The fact that it was becoming less salty shows that its source was seawater. The Great Salt Lake of Utah is the remains of seawater that filled the Great Basin. Old shorelines can be seen at more than 5,000 feet above sea level. The present-day Great Salt Lake is small compared to what it once was. Inland salt seas are found in different parts of the world. They show that the world was once covered over with seawater. There was a great flood. Next, the evidence of polystrata tree trunks. Tree trunks have been found in different parts of the world that were covered with layer after layer of water-laid sediments that became rock. If there had been millions of years between the layers, strata, the upper parts of the tree trunks, would have rotted away before the upper strata were deposited. Polystrata tree trunks show that the strata were laid down in rapid succession, layer after layer. Sedimentary rocks are an evidence of the worldwide flood catastrophe. Water-laid materials formed rock layers which cover much of the Earth's surface. This shows that great waves ravage the surface of the land. The Colorado Plateau region has about 200,000 square miles of sediments in the Great Expanse. The Grand Canyon opens up those layers so that you can see that they were deposited one upon the other without erosion in between. This shows that they were laid down in rapid succession over this vast area. Fossils as an evidence of the worldwide flood. Coal is the remains of forests that were smashed and compressed by waves and layers of water-laid materials. Layer after layer of coal alternating between layers of material that were put on top of them. Coal is found in Antarctica and above the Arctic Circle at Spitsbergen, halfway between Norway and the North Pole. Fossil whales have been uncovered in Michigan. Fossil sharks have been found in the rocks of Ohio in the United States. Fossil fish beds are located near Kemmer, Wyoming in the United States, at about 7,000 feet above sea level. These creatures were entrapped by the raging waves of water and materials that were laid down upon them rapidly. They did not have time to rot or to be scavenged. The materials became rock, and the imprint of the soft parts of the fish are evident. Animal bones have been found in great numbers in hilltop strata and cracks, fissures. Agate Springs, Nebraska is one good example. There's a great bone bed there. where it is estimated that 9,000 complete animals were buried on one hill, in one layer, one stratum. They were washed in there, torn apart, they're unweathered and unknawed, and then covered over with other water-laid material. A very remarkable classic example of such is found in Burgundy, France, in the Valley of the Somme. The hill is about 1,030 feet above the surrounding plain, with steep flanks on all sides. A fissure, a crack near the top of the hill, is crowded with animal skeletons. No skeleton is entire. The bones are fractured, are thrown together in disorderly fashion, and are unweathered and ungnawed. Again we have the strange phenomenon that bears, wolves, horses, oxen, animals which are ordinarily not found together as peaceful neighbors, scaled an isolated mountain only to die and have their remains preserved in a common grave when they were covered over by water-laid materials. Animals in different parts of the world fled together in terror up hills and mountains to escape the rising waters, only to be buried by the flood. The bones and skeletons of dinosaurs are found in many parts of the world, deposited in water-laid strata. The dinosaurs were covered over with water-laid mud that became rock. Some dinosaurs were torn apart and swept into piles to bone beds by the water. They are found in the north slope of Alaska, even, which again shows that the climate was different before the flood. In a park at Vernal, Utah, in the United States of America, you can see the dinosaur bones and skeletons there in the rocks that were covered over with water-laid mud that became stone. Millions of dinosaurs perished in the worldwide flood. They stand as a great evidence of the worldwide flood that is recorded in history. So then we have briefly looked at some of the evidences of the worldwide flood: history, inland seas, polystrata tree trunks, sedimentary rocks, fossils, including mammoths in Siberia, and dinosaurs. Water is an interesting thing concerning the flood. Today there is about 15 times as much water in the ocean as there is land above sea level. If the earth were smoothed out, it would be covered by water 9,000 feet deep. There is also much water beneath the ground and in ice. The evidence of sedimentary rocks and fossils show that monstrous waves smashed and tore the earth's surface. Before the flood, from the time of creation, there were waters above the earth, a vapor canopy. Genesis chapter 1, verse 6 tells us this. When the flood began, we read that the fountains of the deep were broken up, and the windows of heaven were opened, and the rain was on the earth 40 days and 40 nights. Genesis chapter 7, verse 11. The vapor canopy collapsed. The waters above the expanse came down during 40 days of rain. With the vapor canopy gone, cold air came upon the polar regions. The sea level rose and great tidal waves swept the earth, depositing great sweeps of materials, leaving layer after layer of sediments. We read about the waters in the 104th Psalm. The waters stood above the mountains. They went up over the mountains. They went down into the valleys. Mountains were pushed up while the sediments were still plastic. You can see their twisted shapes today. As the mountains went up, the waters went down. The Bible states that Noah, his family, the animals were in the ark more than a year. The ark landed on the mountains of Ararat. The worldwide flood is recorded in Genesis chapter 6, 7, and 8. The Septuagint text indicates that the flood took place about 3,300 years before Christ, or about 5,300 years ago. The sinfulness of man caused God to send the flood. Genesis chapter 7, verses 19 through 24 clearly state that the whole world and mountains that then existed were covered with water. All people outside of the ark were lost because of their sins and rejection of God's word. Yes, Only those who were in the ark were saved. We read in 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 20 and 21, God waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was being prepared, in which a few, that is, 8 souls, were saved through water. There is also an antitype which now saves us, namely baptism, not the removal of filth from the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience toward God, through the resurrection of Jesus the Messiah, through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 20 and 21. When Messiah returns, this world will be burned up. Will you be saved? Jesus said, He who has believed and has been baptized will be saved. Mark chapter 16, verse 16. Yes, you can be saved from your sins by turning to Christ now, confessing your faith in Him, and being buried with Him in baptism and raised up to walk in newness of life. If you would like more free information about the worldwide flood or a free New Testament, write to Congregation of Messiah, Box 5333, Edmond, Oklahoma, 73083, United States of America. That is Box 5333. Edmond is spelled E-D-M-O-N-D. Oklahoma is abbreviated OK. The postal index zip code is 73083, United States of America. Thank you for being with me. This is Jermaine Lockwood. Have a good eternity.
Softly and tenderly Jesus is calling, calling for you and for me. See on the portals He's waiting and watching, watching for you and for me. Come home, come home, ye who are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling, oh, say. Tarry when Jesus is pleading, pleading for you and for me. Why should we linger and heed not His mercies, mercies for you and for me? Time is now fleeting, the moments are passing, passing from you and from me. Shadows are gathering, death warnings coming, coming for you and for me. Come home. Is calling, calling for you and for me. See on the portals He's waiting and watching, watching for you and for me. Come home.